Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop, stop. Go crazy. Hold up, hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle score.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
1-on-1.
1-on-1.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation, hard work, determination, demonstrated. Brick laid, long nights, overstayed, never played. Insane, don't justify. I just wanna make the song cry. Let it speak loud and clear. No pain, no fear. Ambition, sound vision. Cooked in the lab, my words missing. Vocal tracks don't overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted, not tangled. I'll leave your ass mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box, no blindfold. Bust back, doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat, burn down your hotel. Give all I got, send you to hell. Hold up,
hold up,
hold up. Wait, stop. Now go crazy. Hold up,
hold up.
Wait, stop. Now go crazy. Hold up,
hold up.
Wait, stop. Now go crazy.
Hold up,
hold up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy Radio Show, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. The great communicator, yeah. And Bosco, Bosco with Electro Spit, yeah.
It's another edition of On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. You know, I'm talking about the great communicator on this great Talk Back Tuesday. It's Tuesday, May 21st. You know, I'm talking about 6 p.m. You know, I'm talking about Pacific Standard Time. And on today's show, we got comedian Rico the Great. Shut up out that Sacramento, California. You know what I'm talking about? If they run up on you, you know what I'm saying? It just might do you. You know what I'm talking about? And it's going down in a major way on this Talk Back Tuesday. So much to talk about. We got the Warriors sweeping Portland Trailblazers, man. Shout out to my homie Cool Nuts, my homie DJ Fatboy out there in Portland. Man, I thought that Portland, the Trailblazers, would put up a better fight, but, you know, for not, man, they got swept, man. It was bad. It was bad. It was ugly. You know what I'm talking about? What else we got going on? We got the Lakers. We got Magic Johnson coming on First Take. Talking about everybody in the organization, man. We get off into that. Maybe I'll bring my homie Joe Millionaire up out of Dina, man, to see if he want to talk about the situation out there in Lake Show. Also, man, not too long ago, I got through watching the first season of Jailbirds. That's a new series that's on Netflix, based on the county jail and also the branch. And man. You know, I've heard stories about the branch of Sacramento, you know, and being able to see the behind the scenes of what actually goes there from different perspectives, from the guards' perspectives, from the inmates' perspective, people getting out, everything, man, it's crazy. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. And then also Eric Holder, he got indicted for the murder of Nipsey Hussle. Also, they added two charges for the two other victims. They added attempted murder. And also we got my homie Rim the Heat Monster from Doja Click. And Doja Click straight up out of Stockton, California. He dropped his EP, and he's gonna be coming on later on the show. We got his new single, If Looks Can Kill, featuring X Rated. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, we got a lot going on this Talk Back Tuesday. You're on the road with Big Ol' Meezy. You feel me?
What's happening, y'all? This is E40, and you're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. Learn about it.
Yep. Stevie Stone. Hey, Seven, you brought the pots and the pans out on this one. Yeah. Off the bed. Yeah. Run that knock on a stone. Run it, run it. Here I go. Whole lot of liquor. Run it, run it. Homer, homer, whip it. Get money, money. Homer, homer, whip it. Get money, money. Run that knock, run it. Run it, run that knock, run it.
That running right there, my homeboy Stevie Stone, man. Like I said, it's Talk Back Tuesdays, and first thing I want to talk about is the Lakers. Matthew Johnson, and I got my homie Joe Millionaire chiming in. Joe, what's up, family? How you doing?
Man, you know some of it, but never enough of it, man. How you doing there, big old Mies?
Oh man, it's gravitational, man. So I know you know you're a diehard Laker fan. You feel me? Did you catch the interview he did on First Take?
I didn't catch the interview, man, but I did catch the tally that everybody called in on just moaning, man, as far as them, how they feel, as far as L.A., how everyone feels, as far as him making the decision that he did. You know, L.A. ain't mad at Magic Johnson, man. He, you know, he brought us 5 rings, man. You know, he gets to retire and do his thing and going to live his life, too. You know, L.A. looking for a World Series now, man. So, you know, we know he can walk and chew gum at the same time, but, you know, he's juggling a lot. So we totally understand what he got going on, and we respect him. We still love him. He still got Laker love for life, you know. So, you know, much love, Magic Johnson.
Everybody be forgetting that he's part owner of the Dodgers, and he told told Jenny Buss that he was gonna be he got a lot going on and that he was gonna be able to come back, you know what I'm saying, part time. But at the end of the day, we all know that he had died hard. Like he said earlier today, he committed at least 30 years of his life to the Lakers. So everybody got to know that he got the Lakers' best interest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At heart, you know, it was a time after Kobe had went down that the Lakers show was garbage. Wasn't nobody even checking for them. And not just that, but the Clippers was really rocking and rolling, you know what I'm saying, because they had Live City. And I remember driving through L.A. and seeing the, you know, pictures of the Clippers on the side of Staples. You know what I'm talking about? Way more bigger than any Laker player. You know what I'm talking about? So Magic,
man.
You know, he come through. he come through like the savior, you know what I'm saying? He come through like the savior, bringing trying to bring some energy and excitement back. Yeah, he bring LeBron over there, you know what I'm saying, which makes it makes it even worth people even talking about the Lakers, cuz other than that, wouldn't nobody even be talking about the Lakers. So
you got that, you know, right. Thank you for King James.
He said he wanted to get, you know, with all this, you know, whatever backstab and everybody said Robert Lincoln was doing, but at the end of the day, he wanted to get back to being Magic. When you see Magic Johnson, he didn't want you saying, "Man, what's up, man? Our team is garbage, man. What's going on?" He wanted to go back to being Magic, you know what I'm saying? What, 5-time champion?
Can I get a job?
You know what I'm talking about? one of the greatest point guards of all time, you know what I'm saying? You know, the biggest for sure. And just get back to, you know, being the Magic man. And I don't see nothing wrong with that, man. You know what I'm talking about?
There ain't nothing wrong with making a choice with your own decision, with your own life. It's good that Magic is in tune with himself, man. You know, he doesn't have to carry on all the pressure of the world. And, you know me, I'm glad that he's content with his decision because, you know, he's done a lot for L.A., man. He's brought jobs, man. He's brought Starbucks. Like you said, he's brought many – like him bringing LeBron right now, man, that was a plus. He came off the bench one time and brought us somebody. Now it's up to us to come together and put some people around him, man. Let's go get us another ring.
Yeah, no question. So I don't know, man. So we'll see how that works out. I feel like they got some money. I feel like y'all gonna get a free agent. I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, y'all gonna be good. Y'all got some, you know what I'm saying, some young cats over there. Magic already admitted the couple of mistakes he made as far as Randall and as far as Lopez, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, y'all gonna be cool. At the end of the day, y'all got LeBron, man. I'm a LeBron fan, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. Also, we talking about the Warriors. They just swept Portland. My homie's out there in Portland, man. I hit my partner Cool Nuts right when, and he'd been on the show before. I hit him and I was like, man, check this out, man. It's big. You know, I've been in Portland a hell of times. It's big for Portland, man. I was proud. I was like, man, this is the time for y'all to stand up and, you know what I'm saying, and show who you are. They end up getting swept in four games, man. It's a cold game.
Well, you know, the Warriors ain't nothing to be reckoned with, man. They got firepower over there, man. They not playing.
They got firepower. You can't never count out them 3-point shots, and at the same time, Iguodala was out. Kevin Durant is out, and I mean, it's just like, you know, at the end of the day,
they're still doing it.
Yeah, and they got at the end of the day, they got Steve Kerr, they got work ethic, they got, you know, saying,
man,
they got Draymond with his motor busting through, doing it real big, and I mean, it's crazy. So yeah, I want to talk on them two subjects. We got a couple more people that's gonna chime in. I want to get into this 2 Chainz, $2 bill. Stay on the line. We're gonna get more into it, man. And you're on the road with Big Old Meezy. Later on in the show, like I said, we got the homie Rico the Great, and we got my partner Ren the Monster coming in. So y'all stay tuned on the road with Big Old Meezy.
Yeah, I know that I'm winning. I'm rare.
Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill.
Diamond chain around my neck with the crucifix. Got a family now, so I had to pipe down. For young, up my timeline. I wear my shades at night like Corey Hart. Stop trapping in the plug, say I broke his heart. On the seafood diet, on full pork. Far at my stage drop, I got a lot of torque. Trap check, 1-2. She wanna split, dip, undo. Shining, I'm in the sunroom. Life a bitch, so you better use a condom. I'm rare like a that's loyal. I'm real like a girl with me that ain't spoiled. I'm rare like Mr. Clean with hair. Yeah,
I'm rare.
Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill. Like a $2 bill.
I'm rare. I'm rare. I'm rare.
take the stairs like with 2 chains. Rare shit from Rio de Janeiro, I'm rare. Like a commercial with future share. Like a cop that's fair. Like a triple double dare, I'm rare. Really rare, you scared, you really scared. I'm where, I'm here and there. You stare, you disappear. Oh yeah, that's really rare. That flare, them semi tear. That trigger softening hair. Silence is hearing impaired. That's rare, shoot up a fair. That's rare, my goons don't care. They bears might get the chair. Who cares? They say they prayers. Oh yeah, the claps drop. I'm rare. Sasquatch, despair. Trap house, codeine. Mascot, I chill. Where's hot Brazil? Backdrop, I'm real hot. Nah, I'm rare.
Like a $2 bill.
Mula.
Like a $2 bill.
Mula.
Like a $2 bill.
Rare.
Like a $2 bill.
I'm rare.
I'm rare.
I'm rare.
Figures real like Wagyu steak, real like 88 Polaroid pictures. My bite is stronger than my bark, like dog car. Treat a Bugatti just like a fucking go car. About my business and my soil is my witness. Only real the fake I had to dismiss. Put them from a distance, I'm a tycoon. Hella sharks in this business, they with a harpoon. I got game like Donald Goin. Startup company, cryptocurrency coins. Like a bicentennial quarter, I'm hella red.
Hella red.
I've been hustling since I was in daycare.
Daycare.
Now I'm a motherfucking millionaire.
Millionaire.
Money longer than Diana Ross head.
Ross head.
I'm real like white running back. He squares a box of Applejack. I'm an innovator, a trendsetter, far from a copycat. I don't rap like none of you. I'm one of one.
One of one.
The baddest in the world can suck my dick, and I bet I won't.
Like a $2 bill.
I'm red. I'm red.
Like a $2 bill.
I'm red. I'm red.
Like a $2 bill.
I'm red. I'm red.
Like a $2 bill.
Yo, this is the almighty EA Ski, and you listening to On the Road with the homie, Big Ol' Meezy. Let's get it.
Right back at it, right back at it. Earlier, we were just talking about the Lakers and Magic Johnson. We were talking about the Warriors getting handing the broom to the Portland Trail Blazers, you know what I'm saying? I got my homie 95 mil. 95, you fresh off your surgery, right, brother? How you doing today?
Man, I'm fresh out, man. You know what I'm saying? Every moment is rare like a steak. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta bless it, man. You know what I mean? But I'm good, man.
Been keeping
I'm up.
You've been keeping it light. You've been keeping it light. You on what type of pills they got you on?
Man, bro, they gave me them They gave me the white Norkies, man. But see, the thing is, I don't even be taking medication like that, bro. Unless it's like really, really like some shit that you got to, like, if my pain is to the ceiling, then yeah. But right now, I mean, I've just been keeping on the herb, man. I stopped at the cannabis club on my way home from the hospital, and I went and got me some of the highest.
Oh, you finally went to the you finally went to the jungle. You finally went to the store.
I finally went. Yeah. So I need the highest grade of some weed. So I went and got me some of this high-level THC, man. Spam me $50 on an eighth. So hopefully it works its magic on me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, really. I was like, fuck
so
it, bro. Like, I'm going all in on this shit.
Why not? So you ain't had a chance to watch the playoffs, huh?
Nah, I haven't, man. I have not, man. I've been focusing on this time because, you know, I've been my studio's in my garage, man, so for me to be able to run down my stairs and run up, you know what I'm saying, and do my shit real quick, it's like that's kind of where I've been, you know what I mean? Just been focusing on my tunes coming out, man. And but I've been hearing lots about it, man. We got the Warriors going to the big dogs right now, you know what I'm saying? Watch us take this win, man. We going to get this ring. We going to go for it, man. And I'd like to see
– Here we go. Here we go with that us, man. Oh, man.
Come on, man. We on this side of the map, bro. We got to put on for our section, man. You know, that's what's really important,
yeah,
man. And I would like to see them play the Raptors, bro. I would like to see the Raptors take it with them, you know what I mean, and watch them kind of go back and forth because I'm pretty sure Drake owns half the Raptors. I think he
No, half. Come on, that's taking it too far. He's like the ambassador
nah.
of Nah, not half, brother. Come on, that's, you know, he got some money. He got some money, but
he got some money in him.
Yeah, he got some money for sure. He just bought a whole big airplane, all that, but not to be half of the team. But, you know, maybe later, you know, he building up his bread and like that, so. You know, that might be coming up. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations on your surgery. I know that's bringing you on your road to recovery, basically. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Godspeed and healing to you. You feel me?
Thank you, my man. Thank you, OG. I really appreciate you, man. And you know what I'm saying? God bless everybody listening to the show. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned in on this thing, man. Rico the Great, man, the Die. This guy's hilarious, man.
Yeah, we got Rico the Great. We got the Rico the Great. We got Ren chiming in. I want to talk about this show. I just watched Jailbirds, man. This Netflix thing. Because basically it's crazy because it's the county, it's Sacramento County, and it's the branch, and you get to see behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, man, did you see that episode? Man, that episode was good. I said, man, how am I like an episode and it's real people behind? This ain't no scripted like reality show. This is
our section.
This real deal. This real people behind bars,
bro.
This crazy.
I think that they got their shit together in there, bro. They communicate, and it don't matter what level you on. They getting them foam cups and emptying out their toilets. So they've been doing. They empty out the toilets and they get the foam cups and they stick the cups to the toilets, bro. And they can communicate on the different levels. You know what I mean? So even if you're on like the fourth level, you can talk to someone on the second level. They were talking about some wild shit. But that's how they.
I get it, but I feel like when you start revealing, they be revealing all their secrets, man. And next thing you know, they gonna figure out how to stop that. And then cats ain't gonna be able to communicate at all, man. You know what I'm talking about?
They gonna crack the whip,
bro.
They're gonna crack the whip.
Man, you know it. So yeah, let me get organized. Let me get ready, man. Like I said, we got the homie Rico about to tap in real quick, man. Man, you kick that feet up, man. Listen to the show, and we gonna keep it all the way pushing, family. All right,
on everything, man. God bless you, bro. Take it easy.
Hello, this is Ron, proud owner of Fade 'Em Up Barbershop, located in Oak Park, 3824 Stockton Boulevard. We're a small and very personal barbershop offering professional services such as fades, tapers, mohawks, and shades with a straight razor. Proud sponsor of On the Road with Big Ol' Measy Radio Show. We're unlimited. So again, stop at Fade 'Em Up Barbershop where any haircut is possible. We're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call for your appointment and walk-ins are welcome.
With no further ado, man, I got the homeboy Ren the monster, you know what I'm saying, off that Doja Click, straight up out the valley on the line. What's up, Felly?
What's good, Omizi? What it do?
Oh man, I see you on your campaign, man. I'm like 1 minute. It seemed like for a second you was just happy, just kicking back and not really doing too much, just really like working with other artists. And then at some point you was like, nah, man, I got to get back in the mix. What brought that about?
Well, shit, actually, I was going to do this album before I did the one with Lynch.
Okay.
So the Lynch album.
I seen that one. I got premeditated, but there was like a gap in between. How long a gap was that in between?
2009, and then it was 2019. My last solo album was in 2009, so it's actually the 10-year anniversary of that one, and I just dropped the EP on the 10-year anniversary.
And Doja Click just had the 20-year anniversary, right?
Yeah, for the Speed Kills album, but our first album was Hard on the Grind, and that came out in 95, so it's 24 years now.
And then you got. Like I said, you got the last thing I just seen was the cartoon commercial that you did for the new project.
Yeah.
And that's the one where you got that's the one with the single If Looks Can Kill that you got with X-Ray that we about to play, right?
Yes, sir. Hell yeah, hooked up with X and we made a little slappy bob, so. That's out there, and a few little stations hit it up already, and K-Day even hit me on that song in L.A.
Man, it's crazy how X Rated got out, and he was right back. He was right back at it. Shout out to the homie X Rated, man. He did a whole lot of calendars. I was talking about him on the last show.
Man, yeah, he got out and he went to work. He's still working. Like I just did an interview with him last week for his podcast. As soon as I left, he went right back to the studio.
Man, so this the new single. Talk about this new single and talk about this new project that you just dropped.
Yeah, this new single is with X Rated. Me and him got together and made a banger off the new album, or the EP, Heat Rocks. It's all digital. It's everywhere, so you can get on Spotify, all digital outlets, iTunes, iMusic, Rhapsody, all that. And shit, it's the new album. Peep it.
That's that new singer right now, you know what I'm saying, hot off the press. If Looks Can't Kill, I played it last week, first song I played on the show last week. We're going to bring it right back, you know what I'm talking about, Ren featuring X-Rated, man, on the road, Big Ol' Meezy. Yeet. If Looks Can Kill.
Yeet.
If Looks Can Kill, all y'all marked to be certified. If Looks Can Kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys. If Looks Can Kill, all y'all marked to be certified. If Looks Can Kill, there'd be a bunch of killers, never murder God. Better call up the lawyer, tell him cook the will. Funeral cost $5, couldn't foot the bill. I can look into his eyes and give a hook to chill. Better call X-Ray to get your hook to chill. In the makes for 2 decades till I disappear. If they throw a charge at him, bet that hook to squeal. Bet that hook to squeal. If they throw a charge at him, bet that hook to squeal. Put his hand on the Bible, bet he solemnly swear. Testify against him, give his partner the chair. Drive home that night without a thought of a care. It was way more pain than his mama could bear. Broke his family apart, cause they wasn't prepared. Saw his daughter run international, her bottom was bare. Now she a scream talker, hella high sleepwalker. This is a cautionary tale from a deep talker, yeah. If Looks Can Kill, all y'all marked to be certified. If Looks Can Kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys. If Looks Can Kill, all y'all marked to be certified. Whoa. If Looks Can Kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys.
These suckers mean mugging, but it don't mean nothing. Mad cuz me and they beefing. Looking all hard, still pull that new card. Won't bust a grape in the Napa vineyard. Fake Jakes, I roll a blunt and meditate. Hitting hard like a heavyweight Cali veteran from the Golden State. I'm a motherfucking warrior. Come out and play, yeah. Get hit with the HKA. Heckler and Koch. Knock them out they socks. If Looks Can Kill when you spotted by a cop. Man, I tell ya. Jealousy reeking out your skin, I smell ya. Mr. Popo's and these thuggish homies. Looking like they wanna kill me. Mad cause I'm Millie. Now really, I can't stand you haters. If Looks Can Kill, they probably hit me with the banger. If Looks Can Kill, all y'all marked to be certified. If Looks Can Kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys. If Looks Can Kill, all y'all marked to be certified. If Looks Can Kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys.
If Looks Can Kill, all y'all marked to be certified. If Looks Can Kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys. If Looks Can Kill, all y'all marked to be certified. If Looks Can Kill, there'd be a bunch of killers, never murder guys.
We back on the road with Big Ol' Meezy with the homie Ren. Young Ren, still young Ren, place to be.
That's
yeah.
Old,
hey, shout out. That's the old school day. Shout out to Sugar Bear, Antidote. You know what I'm talking about? The rest of the folks, because Doja Click deep, man. Y'all got about 20 people, and it's like Wu Tang.
Hey, I was gonna say Wu Tang. We switch up the members every other album we was doing it like that.
Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. The very first album, it was me, my boy Wizard, and Little Man. And then we added my boy Nasty Trey and Peabody in it, and then shit, it just started, you know, Antidote jumped in it, and it was just wild. We were doing shows, and it, man, the 90s was fun.
The 90s was amazing, and the Valley was cracking, but And it was an awkward Valley Bay relationship, you know what I'm saying, during that time. But, everybody at the end of the day came together. Everybody, everybody ended up working with each other for the most part. I see you're a real deal Warriors fan, right?
Oh yeah, off top.
Man, y'all went on ahead and ran through the Portland Trailblazers, man. My partner, Cool Nuts, and them out there, man. They still heard about that.
We didn't need Durant. We need Durant.
You didn't need Kevin Durant. It just seemed like the team moves because Steph got to pass a lot. You got to get KD active. Draymond, he moved, but he started taking his foot off the gas because he had that, the Kevin Durant of the world. You smell me? So, but they back in form, and Steph is a monster. He's a beast in that 3-point shot, man. That's the great equalizer when you got him and Klay off top.
Oh man, they went back to the 2015 Warriors. They did the Back to the Future on them. You know what I mean? Real deal.
What's up with Chicken Hill?
We still at it. He got a couple of projects dropping. He's getting into the musical world, should I say? He got a rock album coming out with Moonshine, and then he got a Sober Junkie coming out with yeah.
Man, that's big. Well, man, success to you, man. I always follow you on Facebook, see what you got going. You know what I'm talking about? You always, keep everybody up to speed on everything that's popping. You feel me? You got a tour popping up. You going to go out with Lynch this time?
Shit, I don't know. X was talking about something, so we're going to work it out. I told him to wait for me to drop something, you know what I mean? That way I can have some new content out there, and we can mix it with the old stuff, and we got a show.
And you got a show. Okay, well, I know you got a lot of other things. You had a lot of other things popping off. Have you get a chance to watch this Jailbirds, this Netflix series?
Man, I haven't watched nothing. All I watch is sports and comedy. I ain't seen no – the last, I think, thing I seen was Breaking Bad and Dexter.
Man, I try to stay up on games, so – I went on here and watched the whole little first season, man, and it's okay. Man, it's crazy. I mean, it's cool. It's real life at the end of the day. And I had never really, I ain't never been to Sac Camp or the Branch. I try to fly straight, like a mother like a razor. But when you really see it, and I know cats that go in there, once every 6 months, and I just be like, man, why you must like it up in that thing. You like the little homemade cakes and all that you know what I'm saying? I'm all the way cool. It just shows exactly where I don't want to go. You smell me? It's good that you brought up comedy, because coming up next, I got the homie Rico the Great, on the line, and my dude is funny as hell, man. So stay connected. Tell everybody how they can reach you on social media and how they can see what's going on with you.
Just go on Google and search Doja Click, or search Ren the Heat Monster, and then all my social medias will pop up, and just get up in there, follow me, and shit. Enjoy my smack plate.
Hello. Hey, you do be having some smack plates, too. That's real spill. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, everybody stay tuned, man. We're going to be right back with the homie, man, Rico the Great, man, on the road with Big Ol' Meezy. I'm talking about, shout out to the homie, man. Ren the Monster, y'all pick up that new project, man, fast. You did? Yeah. Next record, man, we got Kamit Kumande, man. Wish You Were Here. Yee.
I saw you, babe.
You were so fine.
I'd imagine you were my girl.
In the world to do is get in front of people that don't know you and make them laugh.
Cupcakes for the whole neighborhood. Cupcakes, cupcakes. That's why I get high. They don't understand. I got to be high. You know, it's just my regular, man. You know, just me before itself.
I don't care, man. I just want to make people laugh, enjoy life, man. That's it.
Without further ado, put your hands together. You know, I'm talking about for Rico the Great.
Yeah, what's going on with it, baby? What's going on with it, man? Yeah, I love the claps. What's going on with it? You know? Sound like
up?
Some little hands motherfuckers clapping for me.
Wasn't
no niggas,
little,
was
little,
women,
little people.
Clap. Yeah, them was little women right there. Wasn't no niggas clapping in that audience, man.
Hey, what's up with my partner, man, on this good Tuesday, you feel me?
Man, blessed to be here, you know. Blessed to be here, man.
That was
I'm
a clip
chilling,
from B-Town's Finest. B-Town's Finest.
Yeah, Berkeley's Finest, man. That's where I come from, you know. I reside in Sac, but I'm a Berkeley dude to my heart, man, you know, to my dress code, man. You feel me? So, yeah, but I love Sac, man. Sac is a beautiful place. I was born in Sac, you know. My daddy was from Sac, my mama. But I was raised in Berkeley all my life, man.
So how was that, man? What year exactly did you come to Sacramento? You say you was born in Sac, first and foremost. But
I was born in
your
Sac.
Your family was in Berkeley?
Nah, I had no family in Berkeley. My mom got with my stepfather. We moved to Berkeley. You know what I'm saying? I moved to Berkeley in 75. I was 1975. Ooh. I was 4 years old. You feel me? That's why I say I'm from Berkeley, man. I grew up in Berkeley all my life. I used to come to Sac in the summertime to visit my family in the Heights. My daddy was a pimp from the Heights, so you know I was everywhere with it. You know, my mom was from Oak Park, and Pops was just a, you know, Pops being a pimp, I went everywhere, so I got to go everywhere in Sacramento as a kid.
And Berkeley, what was Berkeley like?
Berkeley was like, I mean, it was like, I don't know, man. We most of the people I grew up with out there, I'm still friends with and family. We like family, man. As, you know, as we grew up with kids, we became cousins and brothers and all that type of stuff. Berkeley is more like we're a family-orientated place, man. You know, it's, people think that when they say Berkeley, they think about Cal, they think about the college and all that. But shit, where I lived at in Berkeley, there wasn't no college and no Cal students. It was dudes out there grinding and popping guns, and man, it was crazy, man. It's not, it don't give you that look when you walk through Berkeley. You think, oh, this is a man, but it was crazy out there, bro. It was real hectic, man. You had streets fighting streets and all kind of shit. It was hectic, man. Especially during that dope era. It was crazy, bro. Real crazy. You know what I'm saying? But
and like you said, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people usually normally think about like you said, the colleges when they think about
the
protests.
Shit,
they,
man.
You know, they think about the,
right.
the protests, the Rasputins. You know what I'm talking about? You know, they don't never think that the actual residents that you know that stay there. You know what I'm saying? The hustlers from out there.
Right, because a lot of people don't understand. A lot of Berkeley dudes dress that we the dress up dudes. We like to dress them. So you would catch a dude dressed up on the corner looking like he about to go to a job interview, but he's selling drugs. You feel what I'm saying? I just grew up. It was odd like that. You never know who was going to have a pistol on them because everybody didn't look like them type of dudes, man. But nobody pants sagging. Now, you know how Berkeley, we was in khakis and top siders and shit like that. We wasn't doing none of that. We wasn't dressing like other niggas. So we was considered square, and I mean, it was crazy growing up out there, man. You go to Oakland, everybody think you're square because you dress a certain way. You know what I'm saying? But it was a lot
especially
of shit going
because,
on in
Berkeley. Especially because you got Oakland, and then you got Oakland, then you got Richmond, then you got Vallejo, and then you got Berkeley somewhere in between all of that.
We the middle brother, man. We don't get no respect. And everybody mentioned the rap when they doing rapping. They don't never say, they go East Oakland, West Oakland, North Oakland. That's it. It's shut down after that. They don't give us no respect, bro. You know what I'm saying? But even though everybody from the town know about Berkeley, man. They know B-Town niggas is who he is. You know what I'm saying? Bunch of players, man, out of B-Town, man. Shout out to my city, man, for real.
Hello. So I met you. I met you in the 90s. And you know, from the Pete, the clubs.
I was 33rd. Oh, we was club going.
Right.
Yeah, back in the day.
Right.
I used to come with a whole mob of niggas, and y'all used to let us in and shit. And see, that's how people don't understand. People change and transform, because who ever thought then I'd be doing comedy?
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I mean,
so because you wasn't even on that page,
man.
Back then.
Hell no. Nah. No way on earth, man. A lot of people that know me don't, and then it's a lot of people that don't really know me. You know what I'm saying? My spirit has been changed through the things I've been through, man. You know, I've been through so much, man. Oh, me, you know, I don't have the same spirit I had from back then. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not never ashamed of what I did. You know, I'm not never ashamed of what I did. It made me who I am today. You know what I'm saying?
So it's good that you was able to, you know, saying to basically get a second life, or actually, it might be, you know, I'm damn near operating on my fourth life. You know what I'm saying?
It's
just my
third
fourth
one, man.
Just,
I got hit by a diesel in '95. Got my leg broken in half. Almost died in '95 from a diesel accident. Turned around, caught thyroid disease. Almost died from that. Got shot. Man, I mean, man, motherfuckers have tried to kidnap me before. I done been through it all, man. Then ended up with a brain aneurysm 6 years ago. I mean, I'm just here to enjoy life, man. I enjoy life. Because
you
played
basketball.
I was a basketball star back in the day. I wasn't even no play around. about no basketball. I got hit by a diesel at 21, and it destroyed my basketball career. But yeah, anybody that know me know I was basketball crazy. That was my first love. I never thought I'd find anything else that I love, and end up finding this comedy on a fluke, man. It's just something that came on a fluke, you know.
And you told me that accident actually derailed your basketball career.
Yeah, it destroyed my basketball career. I got my leg broken in half, collarbone broken. I didn't think I was going to ever be able to walk, really, you know, and survived that, man, and ended up with thyroid disease, and that messed around and took a lot out of me, man. And, you know, I like I say, man, I enjoy life, man. I've been through a lot. I'm not, like I said, I'm not ashamed of nothing I did back then, you know. I'm more or less, I could wear what I did because I did it with pride, man. I didn't do no scandalous shit or no dirty shit to nobody, but I did a lot of things in my life, man, you know, and I'm just blessed to God that I'm doing something different now.
And you was talking about that brain aneurysm. We had that concert at the out there at the park, and they said somebody, man, Rico, they just took Rico in the ambulance. And
that
was like, what?
My aneurysm. You know, that was before my aneurysm. That was my sugar had went low. You feel me? And I had took too much of my medicine, and my blood pressure medicine. And it made my blood pressure go down too low, and it made me fall out. You feel me? And that's what happened with that. But
because it was hella hot.
It was hella hot, and I was dehydrated and smoking all that weed. Shit. You don't know. I was scared the motherfucker. I told the nigga with me. I said, "Hey man, I think I'm about to fall out." He said, "Fall out." I said, "Nigga, I ain't gonna faint. Cause niggas don't faint." But nigga say he's fainting. Nigga, I'm getting away from a nigga fainting because you're going to look real gay when you hit the ground. Nigga, I'm about to fall out, nigga. Grab me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get up out the joint because there's so many people. I ain't want nobody to see me falling out. Niggas start throwing water on me, all kind of shit because I'm burning up. You feel me? They throwing water on the
right.
Nigga and all kind of nigga damn near drowned me throwing that water on my motherfucking ass. Nigga, you ain't no nurse. Throwing all that fucking water on me, man. And get these ambulance people to me. Yeah, that was big right there, man. That was big. But it was Christmas, man. Christmas Day, 6 years ago, I had the brain aneurysm. You know?
And what brought that about?
Well, you know, I was taking this blood thinners, man, and they worked too good on me, and they caused me to have a blood clot in my brain. I had 4 blood clots going to my brain, and I went to the hospital with a headache. I got my head, you know, usually niggas smoke some weed and go to sleep. I said, nah, I need to go to the hospital. My head is killing me. Man, I went to the hospital, man, and as soon as I got to the door, I fell out. And I woke up 12 days later with staples in my head, man. You know what I'm
saying?
God is good to me. And then
I just recently saw you with the patch on your eye. What was that about?
Oh, yeah, man, that's a little stigma in my eye, man. Motherfucker, I get tired of motherfuckers coming to me asking me, am I wearing it for goddamn? Who the fuck wants to cover up their eye? No, I get tired of motherfuckers. What happened? Yeah, I got poked in the eye, motherfucker. I just make up anything now. I'm tired of telling people the truth. It's like it come from having thyroid disease. If your eyes get fucked with sometimes, but I get tired of telling motherfuckers the truth. You know, it's like leave me the fuck alone. Yeah, man, I got poked in the eye. Shit, who poked you? Now you want to know who poked me? Nosy the motherfucker, man.
Man, hey, when I seen the picture, I said, man, what, I was going to hit you because I was like, man, what's Brunk going through, man? That's crazy. You got the patch on the eye.
Yeah,
man.
It's a stigma, man, called the diploia, where you look out of both eyes, you see double vision. So if I look out of one, if I cover up the other eye, I can still see out my other eye. But if I look out of both eyes, I see double vision. So I got to strengthen my veins in my eyes. So they taking steroids, all kind of shit for this shit. Man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'll stay praying for you, man, because, you know, I know you'd be out there, you know what I'm saying, on the road and doing all them shows and doing. But let's talk about this, how you got into comedy. How did you make that transition into doing comedy?
Well, really and truly, man, I've always been a funny dude. Where I come from, in Berkeley, we always used to cap on each other. That's what we call it. We didn't call it sigging or nothing. We called it capping. You feel me? Hoorah. You feel me? We hoorah you. We don't care what you got on. I don't care which seat you think you saucy in. We're going to find something wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? So it was. I came from a bunch of dudes. That's all we did with each other. Sometimes we got personal. We said shit that happened to you back when you was in the fifth grade. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just hoorah each other. We just get at it. Everybody do it. It ain't like nobody's the best. Everybody got their day. So with me in comedy, it was like I always made people laugh, but I never thought I'd be no dude on stage. I was scared. And when you got that fear, you don't want to try nothing because you don't want to be not good at it. You feel what I'm saying? So I had that fear of not being good. But I always liked comedy. But the life I was living, the running the streets, the pimping, and the, you know, just all the shit I was doing, I didn't have no time for no comedy shit. Plus, I didn't want people to look at me as the funny dude. Like, oh, that's a funny ass nigga. You're a funny nigga. You know, people demark you when you do certain things like that. When you make people laugh.
Right.
They think that's the kind of person you are. But laughter to me is just my hurt that I've been through in my life. I love to see other people happy because I know what it is not to be happy. You know what I'm saying? So with comedy, I always wanted to do it. And what happened was I went to a show with Big Meal Ticket. And after the show, I would make everybody laugh. He's like, man, you need to get on stage. I'm like, man, I don't do no comedy. I'm not no funny nigga. I'm in these streets, bro. I don't play around with that comedy shit. Leave me alone. But inside, I'm scared as fuck to get on stage. I'm scared these people are going to not laugh at me. And I'm going to have to jump on stage, punch somebody to make myself look good, you know? So I'm like, fuck. I'm like, fuck this comedy shit. So one day, he calls me on stage. And he goes, next to the stage, Rico the Great. And I'm like, oh, my God. He didn't put me in, you know, on Front Street. I wouldn't have never called myself Rico the Great. I'd have just went Rico. Because when you put the great in front of something, people look to see you got to be great at it, Nick. You know what I'm saying? You can't call yourself something and not live up to it. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, I would just be Rico. I'm humble about shit. I don't want to be.
Right.
Rico the Great was a street name that somebody gave me because I used to give great advice, they told me. Wow, you give great advice. I'm going to start calling you Rico the Great. So my partner started calling me that, and it stuck in the street at first. And before I did comedy, niggas was calling me Rico the Great. So when I got ready to get on stage, he called me that, and I was like, oh, my God. Now I got to live up to this name. So I went on stage. I did this shit. I didn't know nothing about putting a joke together. I've never wrote a joke. I never did. I just did a bunch of shit that I used to do when I was young and talked about life. And people laughed, and the next time, all these people came. And they was like, I was like, who y'all come to see? We came to see this dude named Rico the Great. They say he's funny. And I was like, oh, my God. All these people came to see me. And over time, I just learned how to do it. I learned how to – I watched other comedians. I watched plenty of comedy enough to know how to be a comedian. And I'm a comedian that's been doing comedy almost 9 years, and I never wrote a joke a day in my life. I ain't never – sat down and been like, okay, I'm going to say this. And it's just all spontaneous, man. It all comes off the top of my head. And it's like I say, I got jokes that I know that I take on the road with me or whatever. But then a lot of that stuff is just, it comes from just what the crowd needs, you know? And sometimes you get a crowd that's all older people. You can't talk about pussy and dick in front of these old people. They don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta know how to read your crowds with this comedy game.
I had Slink Johnson on last week,
funny dude.
And he was talking about, you know, I want to connect y'all at some point, but he was talking about how he, how he got in the game. He basically took that, you know, he's a street dude. He took that leap of faith too, you know what I'm saying? And, I asked him, when did you, if he had a moment where he felt like he made it, have you ever had a moment like, or where you felt like you made it? Or are you still looking for a certain moment or a certain feeling to show that you belong, in that area?
I feel I made it when I get responses from people I don't know that are going through stuff and they came to see me and they laughed and it helped them through a situation. That's the biggest pay you can get. The money is cool and the fame, but it's when people don't know certain things and they don't know you, and they came to see you for the first time, and they tell you how funny you are, or how, or they might inbox me and say, I was at your show, and I was going through something. I've had it happen to me before. That's the biggest pay I've ever gotten, or the biggest moments I have in comedy, is when I make people laugh who came with an attitude. Some people come to comedy shows to say, hey, I don't like comedy, but I'm coming. And if he don't make me laugh, and when you make them kind of people laugh who got a lot of pain in them, man, that means the most, man. That means the most in everything.
Yeah.
You know, but it's other
things. Facts. I see the homies, Drew Burks, the homie Sean, the homie Esau, the homie Andre that just moved out
Andre
here to
Bell,
L.A.
Yeah.
Have you thought about leaving SAC and going out there and testing the waters in L.A.?
I'm a test the waters in L.A. I did the Laugh Factory and all that stuff, man. People know me in L.A. A lot of people know me, but it's not what people think. You feel me? It's not like you're just going to go to L.A. and a motherfucker going to be like, hey, I want you. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of backstabbing. It's a lot of movement, man. You got to be plugged in. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about what you know or how funny you is. It's who you know. You know what I'm saying? And when you know certain people, you can get in certain rooms. You can get in certain places. You can get certain people to see you. You know what I'm saying? Andre, that's beautiful, man. He ran out there and did his thing. He's doing his thing, and it's coming for him. You know what I'm saying? But I'm right behind you, man. I'm right behind you. I got big things coming up, man. Big things coming up. You feel me? I just don't want to speak on them and cause them to be drowned out by certain energy. You know what I'm talking about?
Now I see the unity that you and what's the crew called? What's the name you guys call each other?
We're the Gas Team, man. Grown and Sexy.
The Gas Team. Man, shout out to out to everybody in the Gas Team and Touch
out
of Class.
To Regina. Regina Givens.
Shout out
Regina
to
Givens.
Yeah, no question. No question, man. You know, and everybody out there wiggling it, you know what I'm saying, and trying to make a way out of no way.
Right.
What advice do you got coming, you know, for up and coming new people that's trying to make it in the comedy game?
Be you. Be you. Don't try to be nothing else, and don't be scared to flip the envelope, man. Go in there and do your thing, man. Don't be scared to be you. Don't let nobody change who you are when you go on stage. A lot of people change themselves when they go on stage because they feel like that's not what they want. Man, whatever you feel good in your gut, let it out, man. That's what comedy's about. You know what I'm saying? You make up stuff that is not ordinary to people. People laugh about that type of stuff. You know, but you got to go deeper to your thoughts, man. There's so many comedians. Comedy's like basketball right now. Everybody want to be a comedian. Even people who got other jobs want to be a comedian because somebody told them they're funny. This is not easy work. This is the hardest job you could ever have because you're dealing with people that don't know you. And I tell any comedian,
right,
no, this is not easy. No, it might be natural to some other people. It might come easy to other people. They might be able to just flow with it. And then there's other people that just can't do it, man. It's not meant for you. You know what I'm saying? But you got to know where you need to be in certain levels of this game. You know what I'm saying? You got to try. You got to hit the stage, man. That's all I can tell you. Hit the stage. I don't give a fuck where it's at. There's a garage, somebody's car. Just stay cracking jokes. Stay coming up with new material, man.
And show up and show out. How can everybody reach you on your social media before we have to go?
Man,
how can everybody reach you on your social media?
Google me at Rico the Great. RICCODAGREAT, and I'm gonna come up, and everything is there, man. YouTube me. You can hit me on my fan page on Facebook. Like I said, Rico the Great, RICCODAGREAT. Hit me on Instagram the same way. I don't do Snapchat because them filters on there be having people looking like they dead. You women stop sending them Snapchat pictures. The niggas with all that filter on a nigga face. Stop filtering my face when I take a picture with you. Let me be natural. You filter your shit. God damn it, got me looking like an angel. I hate that filter shit. Got me thinking my skin that good, bitch. Yeah.
Well,
that
I appreciate you, man.
You
I appreciate
Go
you,
ahead,
bro, coming on the show, man. You
I
know,
appreciate
it's always
you more,
love,
man. Man, number
you
love
know what I'm
on me.
You always,
you know that.
You always show up for me, you know what I'm saying? All my videos and all that, man. Major love, man.
Anything.
And, you know what I'm saying?
Anything you got going on, bro. I'm 100% behind it, man. God bless you. And I want to say this one thing. Be Legit is the most underrated rapper in the motherfucking game. Him and Richard Rich, goddammit. Two of the most underrated rappers in the game. Best deliveries in the game. You niggas better watch out for them two old niggas. Them two old niggas is raw. Go back and listen, man. Don't lie. I had to get that off my chest. And ain't a nigga ever punk Hammer a day in his life, nigga. So you niggas better stop talking about Hammer Soft. And Hammer ain't never got a chain stolen or beat up by Nan.
Hello.
Anga Nan. Hello. Nigga named Hammer.
Hello.
Will whoop your ass, nigga. Come on, man. Nigga name ain't Hammer for nothing. Hammer was the hardest rapper out of motherfucking town. Not Pac. I'm telling y'all, man. Hammer was. Ain't nobody ever robbed Hammer. Nigga. And his pants was hella big. Let me get up out of here.
Thank you, family. Much
love
to you.
Bro. Always.
Let me give you some more little hands. I'm going to give you some little hands on the way out.
It would have sounded like my midget chick.
Let's go big for you. Let's go big for the brother. Shout out everybody
right,
tuned in, man. Next week it's even bigger, man. It'll get bigger and bigger every week, man. Appreciate everybody, man. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. 9-5, Rico the Great, you know what I'm saying? Ren the Monster, you know, talking about Joe Millionaire, you know what I'm talking about? Everybody, man, it's going down. One love.
All right, get your winter wigs together, lady. It's still cold outside.